The Rise Guys Morning Show.
We think when Paige picks out songs, she picks them out for us. It's not like real songs that she likes.
Yeah, I don't know what she was. I never heard this song.
I didn't know. I've never known her to listen to country. But you know what? It's about time she got it figured out.
I love country.
I'm leaving to go work for Big Buck Country.
I love other countries, but you know.
I'm patriot. I'm a patriot.
Cigarette.
Who sings it for real?
Ella Langley.
I've never heard this one before. I don't even really know the Taxes song.
Taxes?
Taxes. I hate whoever screwed with this monitor.
Are you still, got the blue flower going?
They reverted it back to factory reset, whatever they did. And now everything's I'll say it, it's too small. I'm having to make the...
Oh.
I had to put the screen at 115. You know, the magnification of it or whatever. And I ain't but a freaking foot from it.
Can you wait till 9 o'clock till somebody gets here to fix it for you?
I'm just going to fly off the seat of my pants, which I forgot to wear this morning.
Oh, no, he's crotchless, folks. Yeah, assless chaps.
I just wore the chaperones only. I've got two parents on a field trip on each leg. All right.
Dang it.
So we told you that, that's a good, yeah. Paige just said before she hates country music. Why would she pick this?
Yeah, I don't think
she likes Ella Langley, though. So
that was her first job doing country music.
That's true. She was Lori Clark.
I don't think she liked it. Not very much.
Here's the latest from, here's the latest from Randy Travis. It's called Chattahoochee.
Chattahoochee. Here's the Island Jack.
We're giving out free burgers and grape snow cones today at my remote.
It's all right to be a little bitty.
Okay, so I'll let the cat out of the bag. I said that we're going to do Truth and Consequences and that I don't recall this. I mean, it's probably happened, I'm sure of it, but it's been rare that it's happened that we get someone who has our name as well. Not like Fatboy or Mattman.
I don't think it's ever happened before.
That's never happened. But we do have Matthew on the phone right now. Matthew, what's up, man?
Hey, guys.
Hey, you said you ain't nervous, are you?
I am nervous, honestly, yeah.
Okay.
That's usually a good sign for us, Matthew.
Yeah, Matthew.
You don't know which one I'm talking to, do you?
Yeah, he was talking to you. How about this? He's Matthew, I'm Matt Man. That's okay. The way we'll do it.
That'll
so,
work.
Matthew, explain your situation here, because I'll be honest, when I read the initial email that people fill out on the website to do Truth and Consequences, I'll be honest, I immediately said this is a terrible idea. I really did.
Okay, yeah. So I work with this girl.
Right, which is the dangerous part, which you know.
I'm saying that. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Well, we know when you have a work crush, it never ends normal. There's always something going on.
No. But here's the thing. We've always kind of clicked. Like, we talk every day at work. We joke around. We send memes. I mean, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So already friends at work.
Yeah, absolutely.
And how long have you known her, worked there, whatever?
About 3 years now.
Three years?
God, you've been sitting there quietly this whole time trying to...
it's not like that.
Starving for it. I remember 2.5 years ago when you wore that blue dress. Oh, my God, that was so good.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of creepy.
She was in a relationship the whole time, so, I mean, I just kind of respected that.
Okay, all right. Well, that's good of you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to cross the line. I never tried anything weird or anything, but now she's single. I'm sitting here thinking, you know, if I don't at least try, then, well, I'm probably going to regret it forever.
Dude, that's what I'm talking about. I don't know what people still say it, but YOLO. You got to YOLO.
Exactly.
YOLO is BS is what it is. And also, I mean, I do say go after your dreams and stuff, but, you know, after a while, you know, you don't chase them quite as hard. Now, this is tough because y'all work together. So let's say that, and here's the game plan. You're going to call her here in a moment, and you're going to say, hey, look, like you said to us, we've been friends. I know you're out of this relationship. I mean, you're close enough to know that she's, you know, she broke up with her guy or whatever. So what happens if we do this and she's like, no? Like, what happens?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I think we're good enough friends that, I mean, it's not going to get weird.
You know, that's easy to say now, but if you get humiliated when you talk to her, that's a different story.
Because you got to go to work.
No. It's fine. I mean, worst case, she says no. We laugh about it later.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know if you're going to be laughing about it. It's going to be weird.
You better hope she laughs.
I'll tell you, I said this on the radio one day, and I won't say where it was again, but I slipped my number to somebody who worked at a business that I went to from time to time. And the number was taken, and I never got a phone call. And then I went back, and that person would be there. Nothing was ever. It was just awkward.
The person you gave that number to might be the guy I went to school with, and I gave my number to.
It's a woman.
I gave a buddy my number 3 times. He still hasn't called.
Oh, okay.
I'm tired of talking to his wife to see how he's doing.
Hopefully, if she says no, that it's just, she just laughs about it later. Oh, Lord. Remember you asked me out on the radio. That
you better hope she does.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like, life's short, man. People sit around too long waiting on what if. So let's try it.
That part I agree with for sure. The what ifs of life.
Honestly, I don't do anything small anyway, so.
Yeah.
Damn.
Clearly. Asking her out like this.
I mean, I personally guess there's just something about us Matthews, huh, Matt-Man?
Oh, being over the top? I personally prefer the woman being on top. But anyway, go ahead.
Nice.
I mean, I do. I mean, if you ask my preference, I'll climb on top if need be.
That's the go-to.
Yeah, that's the go-to.
I just knew you'd get me, man.
I don't know. I get you. I'm just immature as hell. I really am. I've come to terms with it.
Everybody is here. We both are in this room. So.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. She has no clue this is happening today, right? You didn't say, hey,
that's
tomorrow
correct.
Morning. Okay. That's
going to make it worse, man. So much worse.
I think so. Well.
No. I mean, we flirt a little already, I think.
Oh, you think?
You think?
I mean, I think so.
God, you better know this before you get on the radio, though. Sometimes, and that's the maternal instinct, not all women, but some women are just nice. Or even if they don't like you, they will put on that Stepford Wives face of, good to see you. You've seen that. Laughing at your jokes is one thing, but, it could mean
nothing. She does laugh at my jokes.
Yeah.
I mean, be honest with you, that really doesn't mean anything.
Right.
That could be a completely different situation.
Right.
No, but I mean, one time she touched my arm.
Oh, my God.
He's in love.
Oh,
she touched
Lord.
His arm.
No, I'm serious. And, if we're in meetings, she always sits near me and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Should have blocked that arm to go down a little bit.
Or that could have been the only seats, open chairs in the room, perhaps,
Y'all are killing my confidence right now.
Well,
I feel like you need a little realism, man, because you're positive, but you're setting yourself up for...
Yeah, because I know what the email said. You don't want to do this at work, so the thought is doing it away from work, but you still got to go to work... So why do it on the radio, I guess?
Well, I mean, honestly, kind of like accountability, because if I just call a regular, I think I'm going to chicken out.
Okay. Well, people say that a lot. That makes sense.
Yeah, and I listen to you guys every morning. I figured if I'm going to finally do it, might as well really do it.
You know what? Go big or get HR involved, right? One of the two.
Exactly, yeah.
You know what? In a movie, this is a movie, but in real life, the movies never go like that. Like, if you go right now, I don't know how old a guy you are, Matthew, but if you went to this girl's house with a jam box playing music real loud at night and stuck it above your head outside her window, the law's going to be called. You could maybe get shot, depending on which area you live.
Could get robbed.
She's not going to open the window and say, come up. Or you can't be out there throwing rocks at her. Remember, they do that in TV shows and movies in the 70s and 80s. They throw rocks at the window. The woman would turn on the light, open the window, say, sure, come on up here. Come up and see me sometime. Yeah.
You're not supposed to throw the rocks until she opens
the
window.
Right. And most people never say anything. You talk about, regret and all this. Most people never say anything. And then 10 years later, they're wandering around saying, gah. I do it. I'm like, I go over to the farm the other day. freaking Teddy, who, more on him later, today's his birthday, freaking was standing up.
He's four,
it's like how fast it goes, and you're like, good Lord, it flies, man. Matthew, you're right. You can't live life wondering what could have happened.
Exactly.
That being said, this could absolutely explode in your face, so you realize that.
Yeah,
it could. Okay.
I gotta say, I'm willing to risk it.
All right, here's what we're going to do. When we come back, Matthew is going to call his coworker. He's been crushing on for like the last 3 years.
And she touched his arm.
She touched his arm. So. She's like, what if it was just like a little piece of fuzz or something she was grabbing off his arm?
Oh, that could have been it.
He's going to ask her out live here on this very radio show. And
now, touching your arm is one thing. Like, if she looked at you and did the two fingers in the tongue,
right,
I could see how you could read into that.
Or if she did the, like, you know.
Oh, yeah. The
little, like she put her fist in the air, but she's hitting herself in the jaw with it and doing her tongue off the cheek.
Or she's, like grabbing, like, pushing them together and, like, shaking them.
Yeah, that kind of thing. This could end in...
those are good signs.
He's on hold good. Okay, this could end in marriagement. Listen to me. Marriage or unemployment?
Would he have to sign a paper? Say this works out. Would he have to go to HR and like put it on record?
I think it depends on the company. Remember, we had that happen recently where they, maybe a year or two ago.
It's only worked out once ever.
That they went to their HR at their company and said, hey, we're dating. And they're like, we don't really want you to. You shouldn't. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. How does that supersede life, you know?
Then you got to wonder who's asking. Is the HR person a man? Because if he's saying that, then he wants to move in on your piece.
You know, but if you notice, that's weird you said that, because I was talking to someone a week or so ago who was talking about an AR, and I was thinking about Rob, an HR situation. And they were saying she. I was like, oh, so your head of HR is a lady. It's like, yeah. And I was thinking, well, so is ours. And I was like, a man in charge of HR right now, I bet you is tough.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, well, that's a tricky situation because you could set the rules in your workplace.
Right, right.
You know how to get around them. Whether circumcise the rules, that word.
Circumcise.
Where you get around it.
Circumvent.
I don't think that's...
Navigate.
That don't sound right.
Run your ass. All right. Anyway, we come back. He's going to call this girl and say, hey, I want to date you. I've been crushing on you for 3 years. And then you will get to listen to it live. It's the Rise Guys. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You know, I've never heard people, I haven't heard them reading text from people cursing the music so bad, or I should say cussing. like, why did you have to play the song? Why are you making us wait and not to get to hear this? You know, what's a trend?
Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves.
Is that still a thing?
What's like I know most of the shows that people watch now are like on streamers, so there's not like necessarily commercials. But what's the big show on network television? Like on an ABC, NBC.
Okay.
Should be.
I don't watch it, but the number one show is a show called Tracker.
Never heard of that in my life. Yeah. I think of Tracker, I think of fishing. I think of Tracker boats.
Shout out. Drone motor.
Commercials. I mean, it's one of those things, you know. It's like on Ice Road Truckers. You knew that truck wasn't going to slide off the side of that mountain that was frozen.
Oh, yeah. You would have heard about it already.
Exactly. But he was saying, goes to break. You're like, God, like, come on, man. Why I got to see this four commercials from Shaq and Kevin Hart before they come back and tell me if the old dude slid off the road?
It's like you got to take a little break to go whiz, right? You're at work right now. You got to, you know, drop a loaf.
Right.
We're hooking you up.
So it's truth and consequences. Now, again, if you just tuned in, don't be confused here. This guy's name is Matthew, so it's not me. Again, the difference is I am man today. He's Hugh.
Yep.
Which is something I could, you know.
Don't get him mixed up.
I could. Who's the guy from that 70s show that Topher Grace?
Dumbass.
Short for Chris. Christopher. He took the Topher part. Where more, I could have went with Hugh Harris. That sounds very.
That sounds professional. Almost.
Yeah, but Hugh is H-E-W, and that would look weird. All right.
Oh, are there any Hughes that spell it like that? H-E-W?
I bet you in the course of time there has been.
There's got to be.
Dude, there's a...
Y'all got beat up, too.
Who's the
He got bullied.
NBA or NFL player. His name's Drew, but it's spelled with a J.
Drew Holiday.
Yeah, Drew Holiday. Yeah. I was like, I looked at it, I was like, what is his name? And then I'm sounding out. I'm like, you know what? It should be a J and not a D. No one says Drew. It's Drew.
J-R-U-E.
It's
hot wife, too.
Brilliant. All right. Anyway, Matthew, he's been sitting on this crush for like 3 years with a coworker.
You know, he's like a little workplace raccoon, if you think about it.
Right. Matthew, you agree with that? Like a little workplace?
Terrible.
What's that?
I'm not a raccoon.
No, of course. You're not digging through the trash.
I haven't seen your eyes either.
Now he's ready to shoot a shot live on the radio.
Man, this still feels like an HR, like seminar waiting to happen. I feel like we're a part of video training.
But they're not at work. Like, what if, they were at... Walmart and their buggies clashed and they got into an altercation. Would that affect work the next day? I mean, as long as they didn't let it come into the workplace, I don't think that's a thing. As long as they don't say, and we haven't said and won't allude to where y'all work or anything like that, Matthew, so you're good. Before we do this, though, and you said you listened to the show, so you know it's your last chance to back out. Are you sure you want to do this? It's all for love, job. Who needs a job? You want love, right? You ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Let's do this for me. Do the thing. Say, let's go.
Let's go.
Listen, he sounds confident now, though.
His voice is shaking a little bit, though, kind of like a leaf.
Yeah.
I'm nervous.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe you should be, Matthew, because someone called before we could even call anyone. Good morning.
Okay. So this is what we're doing today. All right. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
What the hell?
Who is this?
This is Trisha.
Nah, man.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Hold on.
This ain't the coworker, is it?
No, this is the ex-girlfriend. He's been drunk texting for the last several months while he's been pretending he's in love with some coworker. I don't know who the hell that is.
That is not true.
Matthew, stop. Like, this is ridiculous.
No, man. Y'all set me up.
We didn't do anything. We did not.
I called them.
Thank you.
I listen every morning. I heard your ass on here talking like, I don't know, Noah from The Notebook.
No,
this is.
I'm not familiar with that movie.
Yeah, you are.
This is so messed up.
What's wrong, Mr. Casanova? Cat got your tongue, pussy.
Oh, damn.
God bless.
Well, don't start all that tea.
No, let's start all that because now I'm irritated. I'm so done.
Oh, you're being extra.
Oh, extra. You texted me Friday night at 1:14 in the morning. So let's talk about extra. Matthew, please.
I swear to God, she's lying.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Let's read them then.
Read them.
Okay. Cool. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
Wait. Listen, Matthew, we did not. She called in during the break.
I swear.
Okay? Honest to God. How would we know your ex is. So, anyway. Okay. Oh. Trisha?
The big swerve.
Hey, you want to read these?
Yeah, I do. Okay, here we go.
All right.
Okay. You awake, then 5 minutes later, I know you are.
Oh, my God.
Okay, first off, that proves nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, and then my response was, unfortunately, yes. What? And then Mr. Romance says, IDK, just miss you sometimes.
Oh, no, Matthew.
And then I go, you're drunk. And then he says, a little bit LOL, still true, though.
Okay, that was one night.
No. My favorite one is next. Okay. You ever think about us, or is that just me being pathetic?
God.
Jeez, man.
God. Okay. Boy, oh, boy.
And I responded.
Boy, oh, boy.
Well, no, and I respond. I say mostly pathetic.
That's wrong.
You always leave out context.
What context? You're crying into Coors Light? That's the context.
Oh, okay.
Okay. There's okay. more.
Oh, there's more.
No, there isn't.
I still think you were the hottest girl I ever dated, by the way. You looked really pretty in your story today. I almost called you twice earlier.
Okay, now you're just trying to embarrass me.
Well, that's what this whole thing is. I mean...
She's dominating this conversation,
this
Matthew.
Little yeah. idiot says, okay, if I asked you to come over right now, would you block me? And then I go, probably.
That's brutal right there. It's and honest.
And he says, that's effed up. You know you missed this.
Oh, you can't all say right. that.
You missed this.
Okay, and now suddenly there's some magical coworker he's been in love with for years. Okay.
You're literally just jealous about all this.
Jealous. You think I'm dumb? Matthew, if I miss you, so I wouldn't ignore 90% of your texts.
Oh,
like, I just can't.
Let her cook.
I can't with this.
Give this woman an apron because she's cooking.
Let her cook.
Whatever, man.
I just, seriously, if you're, like, I don't know. Why don't I just block you right now so you can't keep bothering me? I'm so
well,
annoyed by this
then.
Whole thing.
Just do it. I don't
okay.
care.
Okay, I will. Okay. Done. Done.
Wait,
done.
What?
Done.
What?
You did block. Just block him?
I blocked.
Oh.
Blocked.
He said he wanted to get
pissed off
up.
Now. It's
well,
what?
Good. Now maybe you're going to leave me alone and like stop whining about some, I don't know.
You're so dramatic.
Yeah, but...
No, you are dramatic. You came on the damn radio trying to act like Prince Charming. Like you're just like so innocent and all that.
I think Prince Charming might be a little bit crazy.
A little bit.
Well, and this
bit.
Coworker girl, if she's listening, you better run.
Oh,
you better
God.
Run.
Oh, my God.
And actually, any woman listening, do not waste your time with Matt Davis.
Oh, okay. Dump that, perhaps. Boy, she hit you with the full government on that one.
God.
Oh, I did not want my whole name on here.
Well,
are we good? We got you.
I really hope we dump that.
Oh, yeah. You told her to block.
Okay.
Oh, she's such a liar, dude. She's just mad because I'm moving on.
Are you, though?
Yes.
I can't express. Right, my jaw hurts right now because I was if I'd had a camera on me right now, Matthew and Fatboy, my jaw, I would be looking like I was having a stroke because I was laughing, but yet I was like shock faced the whole time.
You look like a Joker girl.
Yeah, kind of like that thing. You are really through with her, though, but why were you texting her the other night? I mean,
whatever.
And then you just like, and then when she said, oh, you blocked.
You screamed like she's like unplugging your life support.
So,
man.
Are we still calling the coworker?
Hell no! God, I didn't hear
it. Oh, she heard it. You know she heard it, man.
I mean, if she listens to this show even a little bit, like she absolutely heard this, or at least will tomorrow podcast. All that.
Oh
stuff.
My God!
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, like, look, that's part of. I mean, you could have went on, you know. You could have went on, Fatboy, give me a good one to downgrade, a good morning show.
Oh, God.
Not one in there. I'll say it, screw it. You could have went on Hawk and Tom, not as many people would have heard it, so it wouldn't have been that much of a deal, but, like, you know, you did choose ours, and Dan, did he hang up? You there?
Dan.
Matthew.
Great. My boy Drip Dan. Just texted me that you are cooked.
Your boy Drip?
Let him cook.
Oh my God!
Hey, he's correct. You are cooked.
All right, I tell you what.
Oh, great! Yeah. No, I appreciate that.
Maybe seriously, hold on. Well, we've got your number. I don't need to write it down. Maybe tomorrow, like we regroup, we let you emotionally recover, and then you go to work today and like see if she's acting weird or whatever, and then maybe we attempt to. You know,
I mean, we might have to get like legal approval to do it. But,
yeah, is that cool with you, Matthew?
I'm going to need like a full day minimum after all this.
Oh, you sound like the freaking, what's that freaking thing on Sesame Street that was always depressed?
Oh, God dang it, Big Bird.
Oh.
Eeyore.
What was the one?
Dang it.
Was it Eeyore? It was Eeyore.
It was.
You're right. All right. Congratulations. You get Monster Jam tickets. All right. Hold on,
really.
Matthew. So can we do that tomorrow?
Yeah, we can. Know, he's casting a wide net. So.
Is he still on hold?
Yeah.
Bring him back on. Matthew, if we really go with this for tomorrow or Thursday or whatever, like you will really do this and you won't make us look like a fool. Yes?
Please don't.
I don't know.
We'll call
you
back at the end of today's show and we'll give you 2 hours. Deal? Deal?
Okay.
All right, man.
All right. Thanks, Matthew.
Take some time.
Wonderful. Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. The calls are already lit up like a Christmas tree. 1-800-774-0093. Oh, my God. I can't wait to read these texts. 1-800-774-0093. Good morning, everybody.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work. Love
to RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I want to do a little Who Can Matt Beat now.
Oh, you already got me.
You know the tune, like you did the tune before you started doing it.
I was doing the... this is Chris Cornell. But I don't know if it's Soundgarden or if it's Audioslave.
Let me see when this came out.
Wasn't there a band called Slave Driver, too?
Yeah, I think there was. Okay, this is... I knew it was an old song. 1999 is when it came out. If that helps you out.
So it is. It is.
I never liked it. I thought it was kind of weak.
I don't know it.
This is Cornell's solo.
Oh.
He put a solo album out.
Oh. Okay, so you know, now I'm back to thinking these are really songs she likes.
Like, you know, rest in peace, Chris Cornell, but if he farted into a jar, she'd like that too.
Oh, yeah.
She just loved everything the guy did.
Yeah. God, who is that? You know, we should ask her this when she's here. We always do that. When somebody's not here, we start, I've always wondered this about them. It's like when they're here, isn't that life, though?
Yeah.
Isn't that life?
Like, what's the fascination?
He
was a good-looking dude, but...
You know what I was thinking about, though? We're going to get to your calls. But Chris Cornell kind of looked like a more rugged Kiltony. Right? You kind of got that same kind of look. Like, not as effeminate-ish, if I may say.
He does look a little... He looks like a... God. He looks like an older, skinny lesbian that smokes a lot.
He looks like
that's a compliment.
A young Barbara Corcoran with a mustache. I think that's pretty solid right there. I really do. Slave Driver is still a band, according to this. Anyway, let me read some of these texts to you because I promised I would. Matthew, and then when they say Matthew now, they were talking about the guy, Matthew, not freaking me. Dylan said Matthew sounded like the kind of dude that says good morning beautiful to women that haven't replied to his text in weeks. Y'all please, if you could, I know it's weird, but sign your text so I'll give you credit. This one says that man went from future boyfriend to active restraining order investigation in under 7 minutes.
He texted her within 5 minutes of each other. He didn't even wait for a response.
Big C, that's wild. Big C says, the second he used YOLO, unironically, I knew that Trish was about to bury his ass. Yeah, that's about
Can you fault the guy for trying to have a couple irons in the fire, see which one strikes first or whatever?
Let me read a couple more and we'll get the call because I screenshot.
You just like to read and you want to flex.
I know. I'm like people that bullied Shoeless Joe Jackson.
You can't read. I'll take a bottle of liquor.
This man's definitely punched his steering wheel while listening to Morgan Wallen Greatest Hits. I don't get that reference. What is it?
I don't either.
Punched his steering wheel. You can tell Matthew starts every drunk conversation with, "You awake?" That's from Zatch in Rock Hill.
Remember? You up?
And there's one more here. That no after getting blocked sounded like somebody getting unplugged by their CPAP machine. That's a guy I know, Trevor. What's up, Trevor? All right, let's get the calls.
He's probably already messaged him.
That's the name?
I think that might be the name.
Okay, let's...
Now, I might have misheard him, but I'm pretty sure that's the name.
Okay, let's say hello to, "Hey, I'm pretty bitch, recognize me." Is that right?
No, that's not right.
Oh, okay. Who is this?
This is Man Pretty, you stupid piece of crap.
Boy.
Hang on a second. He said a bunch of stuff before that.
Is
that what you were saying to me?
He wrote, "I'm pretty."
Yeah, I'm telling you to recognize, bitch.
What is up, Man Pretty? It's been so long.
Yeah, I'm busy.
You haven't changed a bit. I love it. You're like the MJF of freaking radio callers.
Oh. I'm the sexiest man that's ever lived. Don't you ever forget it.
He's the Vikings, too.
Yeah. So what's up?
Not much, man. No, I didn't call to comment on that. I called because you didn't know that that's solo Chris Cornell. Are you an idiot?
I am. I am not.
I mean, come on. If you don't know everything about Chris Cornell, you may not get into heaven.
Well, I don't know if he will, but the way he went out.
You won't get
into heaven? No, don't. No. He did not kill himself. Don't be stupid.
You think he was taken out by the same
ones? He was suicided because he was about to come out.
Does that mean unalived?
Now, that means somebody killed him to make it look like a suicide, just like they did Chester.
Okay. Oh.
Dude, a lot of all these other people. Of course it is.
I heard that about Chester Bennington, that was a lot of people suspected that.
He had six kids. He might have had issues, but he wouldn't have did that, and Chris would not have done that.
What do you think about Cobain? You think that was a...
Who cares about Cobain?
It's just a question.
Garbage.
You're not going to get into heaven for not knowing.
Look at that.
No, he's just an old dope head. Nobody cares. He probably did it to get away from Courtney.
Oh, wow.
No, you're not going to get in Paige's house saying that.
Yeah, that may be true. But,
weird. Paige isn't here, and Man Pretty calls in after years. Like, wow, man.
Wow.
Look at that.
Man, you're a legend.
Hey, you're a legend. I appreciate it.
No problem, brother. I got to get back to work. I'm a busy man.
All right, pick them hoes. See you, brother.
You get 2 15s and a 30.
God. Well, that.
I can't.
We got none of the other calls on, and he didn't want to comment about the thing, but like.
When it's been so long, I would have recognized that voice. It's been so long.
Dude, you wrote down, "Hey, I'm pretty, recognize me."
Bitch.
No, "Hey, I'm pretty, bitch." But his name's P1 Man Pretty.
I was thinking, like, what kind of name was that? But I recognize that voice, but it's been so long.
You're like freaking Alexa over there. Like, he just said it, and you just, like, talked to texted it right into the thing. I'm pretty, bitch. All right.
God, sorry about everybody.
I tell
else.
You, when he used to first call years ago, when, you know, before, I mean, I guess, for not before my skin got thickened, but just before I kind of, like, understood his, he won't admit it, but I think sarcasm or whatever. Like, yeah. I was like, God, what does he call if he freaking... hates us so much. And then I love it. It's great.
I think other people like to put him up to it and kind of let him go.
Yeah. Well, I enjoyed it. He should call more. If Paige is out again tomorrow, he should call again.
We need Man Pretty to call back. Roast beef between your legs. A couple others.
Yes.
Jake Brake passed away. He can't call us.
No, but I was. You talk about, what? God, I feel bad. Everyone just hung up. I'm sorry. But I was thinking the other day about your cocaine stepdaughter.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, God, I hadn't heard from him in a while. And last thing we heard, he was living in a van. And I was like, when you don't hear from somebody for a while, and that was their situation, you're like, oh God, I hope he's okay.
Yeah, let's catch up with him. He hooked up with his daughter or whatever in the parking lot.
Stepdaughter.
In the parking lot.
But it was over cocaine.
And while her mom was having his kid.
Yeah, in the hospital at the time.
All right,
why? It's where the P1 name came from. Anyway, we'll tell you the origins of how Fat Boy got the name Fat Boy next. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.